Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Breaking news here. Buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. Amani Bates will re-sign with the Memphis Tigers.
Sell.
Wait,
sell.
Do you?
Short.
I'm gonna.
But I'm trying to find out every way I can make money off this.
I'm not even gonna guess this because I already read the news. It'd be ruining it. But Jeffrey, you are. You're set. This is the first, I think, buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit answer that we can, in the moment,
yes,
immediately declare that Jeffrey made the right call,
yes,
here. We've got breaking news. Amani Bates has told Joe Tipton of Tipton.
He announced it on the gram.
Oh, he announced on Instagram as well.
Oh, my God, it's so perfect.
That he is committed to Eastern Michigan.
Mark.
Oh.
And he did it with it. I'm coming home.
He's coming home.
Oh,
back
my
to
God.
Ypsilanti.
He's not coming home.
I didn't even plan this show.
Back to Ypsilanti, Michigan to play for Eastern Michigan. I was on Jason and John earlier. I'm not so sure this isn't actually a great move by him, ultimately. If he goes out and he's really good at Eastern Michigan, I don't know if that repairs his draft stock and all that stuff, but it does probably give him a chance to then transfer back to a big school, and there he can maybe, as an, you know, more like a 21-year-old,
I mean,
improve his draft.
Are you thinking he's going to graduate?
Maybe he'll just leave after this year, and that would be another mistake. But
I mean,
to take advantage, the best take advantage of going to Eastern Michigan, where you're going to be, obviously he's going to be the star, he's going to have the ball in his hands all the time, but that's how, do you think if he goes out and averages, let's say he averages 20 points a game and wins and is like all first team, all MAC first team,
all right,
okay? Do you think that moves him back to being a first round draft pick?
No.
I don't know. Like,
I guess the reason why, the only thing I would push.
But it does make him one of the most coveted transfers if he goes back in the portal.
What I would push back is, I would rephrase your statement.
Mm-hmm.
This was Amani Bates' only decision.
It was his only option.
I think I'm going to tip my cap to Penny. I think it's very clear Amani would have gone back. And I think everyone involved decided, no, thank you.
I think ultimately this one came down to Penny. I think this is the type of decision only Penny can make as the head coach of the program, the guy who really spearheaded Amani coming here in the first place. And, you know, I said all along, I thought it would, if I was Penny, I wouldn't do it. And I think he's making the, I think this is actually going to end up being the best for both parties. Eastern Michigan is going to
keep. I do not think Amani picked Eastern Michigan over Memphis. I do not.
No, but I think Eastern Michigan is going to give Amani more of what he wants.
100%.
Than what Memphis would have. And I don't think, I said this all along, I didn't think adding Amani Bates to this roster took them to another level.
Completely
I could see
agree.
Where it like would work with him coming off the bench, but I just didn't. To me, he doesn't really change the outlook for this team. They're still going to be pretty good, and I don't think he was going to make them really good. If they're really good, it's going to be because Kendrick Davis, these like 23-year-old dudes are awesome together.
And a 26-year-old.
And a 26-year-old. Like, that's why the team will end up being really good if it ends up being really
and
good.
And I'll be honest, part of me is selfishly happy about this because Amani was going to screw up the average age of this team.
Yes, that is true.
Because now we're going to see all the stats about how this team's older than the Grizzlies.
The Munz has a story. They're like going to be either the oldest or among the oldest teams college basketball has seen in like a decade.
I'm more fascinated. How are their older teams? Because think about it this way.
Yeah, with the every COVID stuff.
Right. You basically got like two extra years.
It's hard to know. I think there's going to be a lot of old teams, though, this year. So it's hard to project exactly. It's going to be tough, though.
Is there an older player in college basketball than DeAndre?
Probably not right now.
Because in college basketball, you don't really see, like, it used to be, you know, the guy that tried professional baseball would go back and play. Mm-hmm. But, like, we don't really see that anymore. And usually that was in football.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I just thought, and really, the moment Penny said what he said to Doc Holliday, even though he didn't say no, Amani wasn't coming back, or that he hadn't shut the door on it, that was a very strange answer to give if you were thinking Amani might be coming back.
The only way that I think you would give that answer is if, what we talked about, there was still paperwork to be completed.
Now, I got to say,
you were trying to massage a lot of egos.
I don't know. I haven't been following Eastern Michigan basketball closely lately. It was Ypsilanti's right down the road from Ann Arbor. Like, Amani grew up right down the road from Ann Arbor. And I do remember, like, what I remember out of Eastern Michigan basketball when I was in college, they were the first opponent of Steph Curry when he played at Davidson as a freshman. Because it was in Ann Arbor and I was at the game.
Did they play that in our?
It was like called the John Thompson Invitational. It was like a preliminary round of an early season tournament. But I don't really, you know,
they won 10 games.
Yeah, they're not just a MAC team. They're like bottom half of the MAC in college basketball.
They're second to last in the MAC.
Well, last year.
Yeah.
But I just mean historically, it's not viewed as one of the best MAC programs.
I didn't know this. Do you see who they hired as their head coach?
Who's that?
Stan Heath.
Oh, this is good for Amani, a veteran college coach.
Yeah, and it makes sense. A guy who had, you know, some juice and is now just having to have a fallback option, and Amani.
Yeah.
How many turns?
And he's an Eastern Michigan alum. This is perfect. This is a good situation for Amani.
Wait, Stan Heath went to Eastern?
Yeah, apparently. According to the release here.
Huh, did not realize that.
I think this is...
Holy hell, he's 57?
I think this is a good situation for him, for Amani. I think he can thrive there.
I think it was the only situation.
I don't know if it's going to repair his NBA image. He's certainly not ever going to, you know, at least until he enters the NBA. But, you know, hopefully this story can turn in a positive way. I think even though it certainly is not the choice I think he wanted to make, when he went into the transfer portal, I think it could end up being a good story, potentially.
Listen, I wish him well. I hope he has a great season. I think, though, that this was the right call by Penny Hardaway. David Cobb writes about college basketball and football for CBS Sports. He, of course, used to cover the Grizzlies for the Commercial Appeal. He's on Twitter, at David W. Cobb. Cobb, Amani is going home to Ypsilanti. He picks Eastern Michigan as his transfer destination. What say you?
Yeah, your gut reaction here, Cobb.
Yeah, just an immediate gut take.
My immediate reaction is a face palm here, because Amani Bates landing as a second-year college basketball player at Eastern Michigan University was about the worst possible outcome you ever could have envisioned 5 years ago for a player who was being heralded as the next Kevin Durant. So you certainly wish the best for the guy, but this is not the way things were supposed to go for Amani Bates, and I hope it works out, but that is, Eastern Michigan University is not the place that you go to continue your basketball career if things are going well.
I think you could make the argument it's the worst possible outcome for him even 12 months ago. Forget 5 years ago.
I know.
Yeah, it's sad because he had everything going for him, and I think he should have gone to the G League and toiled outside of the spotlight, like he's going to do at Eastern Michigan, but in a program that would be designed specifically to get him ready for the NBA level. Eastern Michigan University, with all due respect to Stan Heath and that coaching staff, they're going to need him to be the star player, and the development of him as a future NBA star isn't really going to be top of mind, I wouldn't think. And so the way he's going to be defended is just not going to be a realistic developmental tool for him going forward. And, you know, the role he's going to have to play is going to be nothing like the role he might one day play in professional basketball. So it's interesting. I mean, obviously the hometown connection plays a big role in this, but I don't know if there's much of a track record here for guys like this going to schools like that and the outcome being very good.
Well, and I think this is the actual reality here. I don't know if Amani chose this over the G League as much as this.
Do we know if that was even an option?
Like, I don't know if he had the option to do anything other than this, is what it appears to me. More so, like, I think he wanted to do something different than this, and unfortunately, the biggest issue I have with this whole situation, and why I actually feel bad for Amani Bates, and I really hope, you know, because I'm going to make the argument that this isn't the worst thing. It's not obviously what you would have ever imagined for him, but the reason I feel bad, like, part of the reason, no, he's a high major talent still. The problem is that everything that comes with him is, like, he's got baggage now at this point, and it's mostly because of his father.
I guess I would push back on that. If he were a high major talent, there is someone that would take the baggage.
If he was a high major talent, I don't think he's a high major talent worthy of dealing with the baggage, but if he was no baggage, I think he would have landed somewhere more substantial than this.
If you're Louisville and Kenny Payne, you need Amani Bates, all right? Like, that's a program that needed Amani Bates. That fan base wanted Amani Bates. And maybe Kenny Payne didn't want to deal with all the baggage, but they're not in a position to be picky. They have zero guards on that roster outside of L. Ellis, mm-hmm. who was a JUCO transfer in last year, who was, you know, good but not great. And so, you know, like, Amani Bates could have gone to a blue blood ACC program, I think, or at least it should have been available to him as an option.
So
I agree. He's 18 years old. He wasn't great at Memphis, but he was 17 last year. You know, playing in a stacked roster, and you know, asked to play a point guard role that he maybe wasn't necessarily well suited to play. So I absolutely believe there should have been a better option than this for Amani Bates, and it's a shame if what you're saying, Mark, is the reason why he's ending up at Eastern Michigan. But it wouldn't be surprising, because if you go back and look at what happened with Amani Bates in high school, where his dad ends up starting a prep school specifically for him, that kind of is in alignment with him ending up at EMU. I mean, I joked the other day on a podcast with Gary, you know, can Amani's dad start a college? Because this is about the closest thing to that is a self-made sort of this is like Scal's dad creating a prep school for him in Memphis when, you know, he couldn't transfer to Lausanne or whatever it is. I mean, this is just a comical fallback option that is going to bear no fruit for Amani Bates.
Well, it's interesting. So Jason Munns, Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal, he just tweeted this. The way it was explained to me through multiple sources, Amani/Camp were trying very hard to get back to Memphis. Penny made it clear things would have to be a lot different than they were last season for that to happen. So the way Munns hears it is that Penny may have been open to it, but it had to be under very specific circumstances, it sounds like. I think while I feel bad for Amani how this has turned out, I actually think it's the right call by Penny Hardaway. He didn't need Amani Bates on this roster with what he built, and it just felt like at this point, the way I looked at it, David, and you tell me, you have a better sense of the national landscape. While I could see it, I guess, working in theory, having Amani as another shooter on this team, I don't think he would have taken them to a different level than where they're projected right now as a team. Like, they're projected to be a pretty good team, and I think I don't think they would have been some Final Four contender or anything like that if they added Amani. They'd still be just a pretty good team, and then you'd also be wondering, and what if this Amani thing doesn't work?
Yeah, so if you don't land Emmanuel Acott, then I think you maybe bend on your standards a little bit and look for a reunion, perhaps, with Amani Bates. But as a 6'8" guard, I mean, Emmanuel Acott is more or less the older version, a more seasoned version of Amani Bates in terms of the type of role that he can play for you. And I'm going to assume that he's not going to come with all the baggage. So I commend Penny and that staff for kind of holding firm on that, because you're right, they do have a roster that's an older roster that has the makings of one that could be a second weekend team. So I don't view this as a negative in any way for Memphis. I think it shows growth in Penny Hardaway as a coach to where he's not just going after talent for talent's sake. He's kind of evaluating things and curating the roster from a team chemistry standpoint, from a, all right, what's going to get us as far as we want to go as a team standpoint, and not just going after a guy with talent. Because make no mistake, Amani Bates is still a talented player. He was not on my list of top 25 transfers, but he is on my list of you know 10 guys who could play their way into the first round of the NBA draft next year as multi-year college player. So the talent is still there, but you know, I don't necessarily think that he makes a college team significantly better next season.
I'll say this: I think this is one of the biggest big boy decisions Penny Hardaway's made. Like I think this shows more than just growth as a head coach. I think this shows an understanding of mistakes he's made in the past. Like I think this was going to cause more problems. I guess where I push back, Cobb, they had a pro day last summer, and Amani's test numbers, like jumping explosion numbers, came out. I'm not sure.
It was like his wingspan and his athleticism were not.
I'm not sure he's ever an NBA first rounder. Like he had like a 27 inch vertical.
Yeah, but he's still 18. So I mean, as he gets away, if he ever can, from the thumbprint of his father, he could still develop, physically. And I don't know if he's going to get that at Eastern Michigan. And so, I mean, that's going to be the ultimate tragedy is if, this guy who maybe wasn't as good as we originally thought, but who still had clearly some talent.
He's a very skilled, I'll give you, he is a very skilled basketball player.
Yeah. I he needs to be cast in the right role. And I'm just skeptical that a MAC school is going to be able to cast him in that role. I thought somewhere like Michigan might have been a good fit for him. Obviously, like I said, I thought G League Ignite, if that was an option, would have been the best option. But if he was going to go to college, I thought Michigan might be good because it would be a place where he could play more of a role.
Michigan decided twice they had open scholarships this offseason to take Amani Bates, both right after the transfer portal, everyone started declaring it, putting themselves in the transfer portal, and then when Caleb Houston and Musa Diabate stayed in the draft, they had another chance to go after Amani Bates. They ended up signing a kid from Lebanon. And I don't think that was because Amani said, I don't want to go to Michigan. I think Michigan decided, much like Memphis, we got a pretty good team already. I don't know if we want to deal with this potential headache.
Well, how much of this, too, and it's okay if we don't know the answer, but just kind of speculating, at this point, Amani Bates and his camp have clearly been trained that, him committing to play basketball somewhere comes with money. And it may have been that the money wasn't exactly what they, what it was before, after he didn't have a great freshman season. I wonder how much of a role that played in this. I mean, I doubt Eastern Michigan is lining up, a huge NIL deal for Amani Bates. But, was it a situation where, he could do as well there as somewhere else? And they've kind of been trained at this point to expect that bag. I don't know. It's a fascinating saga. Well, and I hope it works out for him. I really do. But
along those lines, what if it works out? Let me present this scenario to you. Goes to Eastern Michigan. Is a great player at Eastern Michigan, earns MAC, all first team MAC or whatever this year, and then goes in the portal again. And those types of players are very coveted by high majors. And what if this story, and like we said, I don't know if he's ever going to be a top pick in the NBA draft like some projected him a few years ago, but couldn't he play his way back into the draft? Maybe not this year, but over a multi-year process. And for him, he's, a 21, 22-year-old going in the draft one day rather than the one and done or whatever he was expected to be. Like, I don't think this has to end poorly just because he ended up at Eastern Michigan. I can see some paths to where this could work out for him going to Eastern Michigan.
Well, I think that's interesting because 14 of the top 26 picks in this year's draft were multi-year college players, including a handful who went in the lottery, and obviously even more who went in the second round as well. So, yes, in this era, when the NIL money is good enough for some prospects who are on the fence to come back to college basketball, there is a path for – I mean, the Grizzlies have gone this route a lot. For the older prospect, the Jake LaRavias of the world, you know, who go from Indiana State to the ACC and then end up in the first round. It's just, he's going to have to make a LaRavia type of jump at this point. You know, a guy who didn't really do anything statistically at the low mid-major school and then ends up in the ACC and really turns it on. I mean, we're still, you know, two or three rotations in this saga away from that really even being on the table. So, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I was looking it up. Eastern Michigan has never even had they've had one player in the 24/7 sports era who was rated three stars or more. You know, a guy back in the class of 04. So it's just, they're just not used to this. I mean, their last home game last year was played in front of 1,300 fans. You know, it's just going to be different. It's going to be interesting.
I said the only thing I can remember relevancy wise about Eastern Michigan is that they were the first team Stephen Curry played at Davidson. I know that because I was at the game, but that's it. Like, I can't think of anything else Eastern Michigan's done in basketball.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Stan Heath is their coach. He was the coach at Arkansas for a minute there, but they haven't made an NCAA tournament since 1998.
They've only made it four times. Right? Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.